Well, a growing number of voices are calling for the Infection Control Expert Group advising the federal government to step up and upgrade its advice on the risk of airborne transmission of COVID-19. The group maintains it has consistently recognised the potential for COVID transmission via aerosols. But doctors say the Perth lockdown, triggered by yet another quarantine breach, shows the government's advice is outdated.
Yes, it's grossly negligent and continues to be so, unfortunately. If you're not wearing N95 for all COVID contact all the time, then people are going to get infected. If you don't have negative pressure in hotels, people are going to get infected.
That's Dr. Andrew Miller, head of the AMA in Western Australia, speaking to us here on Breakfast yesterday. Dr. Taran Wiramontri is the president of the Public Health Association of Australia. He conducted an independent review into the hotel quarantine system in Perth this year. Dr. Taran Wiramontri, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
We heard those pretty strong words there from Dr. Andrew Miller from the AMA. He said this federal committee, the advice coming from them on aerosols is grossly negligent. Do you agree with that?
I heard the chair of that group, Lynn Gilbert, actually speak on your program a couple of months ago,
Fran. That's right.
And I believe that there is a big gap now between their position and the chorus of voices who are stating quite simply that airborne transmission is a significant form of transmission generally, but particularly in the hotel quarantine environment. I think there is a way to resolve this. I think the positions are probably can be put together. It's not that ICAG has denied the possibility of airborne transmission. They just haven't said so very strongly. And they need to stop treating this as an academic debate and see it as a matter of huge practical significance. And I'd love to see them come out and make a specific statement about the significance of airborne transmission in the hotel quarantine environment. And I think they should be asked to do so. We run the risk in this country where we've done so well by listening to the experts that there's now a big rift in the expert views. We don't want to get into the situation like they have in the UK, where there's a scientific advisory group and an independent sage, so-called, which gives differing points of view.
Okay.
We don't need that.
Just to follow on from what you said there, Professor Peter Collignon is a member of the expert committee. He told the Sydney Morning Herald that based on the experience from the hotel quarantine system in New South Wales, it seems rare that people have contracted coronavirus while wearing a surgical mask and eye protection. But he also says that while aerosols can transmit COVID, he doesn't think they do it relatively all that often. So there you get the advice from the committee again that it's not all that frequent. So in a sense, playing down the risk, but at the same time giving a very practical response or advice, which is, you know, wear a surgical mask and eye protection. Is that the kind of sort of marrying of the two positions you want to see more of?
The problem is that advice hasn't been given and in written form for the hotel quarantine advice environment. What you saw when Jane Holton did the last major quarantine review in October, November last year, was that her review was premised on the fact that airborne transmission was not a major factor. Now, we know that much has changed since then. We've had the 14 outbreaks across five states since November 2020, and it's time to update that advice. We absolutely could ask out of National Cabinet this Friday that ICAG provides updated advice, specifically looking at what should be now done in the hotel quarantine environment.
Before I get to whether hotels are appropriate or not, just on this whole PPE issue, I mean, the national guidelines were also specifically against staff wearing N95 masks when they were working with COVID-infected people, wasn't it?
So I'm really keen that we not just continue to have this debate, you know, on
well, don't
in the
we
media,
need to get to what needs to change, though?
We do, but we need to ask the experts to put on record their position, and they haven't with respect to this issue. And so we need transparent, contestable advice, and that hasn't been provided yet. And
well, I might be wrong, though, but that is the national guideline. Does that need to change?
It needs to. I think it does need to change, and it needs to be updated urgently. and the National Cabinet could ask for that this week. So rather than just have experts like Peter Collignon or others debate this issue, let's get the experts to actually state unequivocally their position for hotel quarantine and then see whether we can find a way forward. I think there is a way forward. I wouldn't want them feeling as if they've been misrepresented, but unless they put their position again, we actually don't know, and we'll keep kind of splitting hairs on this.
Okay. Taryn, you conducted a review of Western Australia's quarantine hotels earlier this year. You've worked across several states advising governments on their COVID response. In that review in WA, what did you identify as the biggest risk in hotel quarantine?
So the single case was in late January, and I came in immediately and literally within a week said airborne transmission was the likely cause and ventilation was the single biggest risk. Now, other people have been talking about this for some months, so
yes.
I certainly wasn't the first person, but I was the first person to lay it out so clearly, I think, in relation to a case in hotel quarantine. And what's significant is up until that point, January 2021, people in Western Australia's health system hadn't identified the risk of airborne transmission. They quickly moved on my review and then commissioned a series of ventilation audits. And we've seen that happen around the country. So once you've accepted airborne transmission, you can do the ventilation audits, you can upgrade your PPE, but we need upgraded and a transparent national advice from ICAC.
Okay, and just looking at hotel quarantine, you can do the ventilation audits, you can upgrade PPP, but in your view and from the research you've done in that review, are hotels ever going to be adequate safe places given the risk of aerosol transmission? Can they be made safe by and large?
They can be made safer, and you haven't done everything you can to make them safer until you've done those ventilation audits. I will say that across the states and territories, it's not completely transparent which states have done the ventilation audits and which haven't.
Yes. Can you shed light on that?
Yeah, I can. New South Wales has had a number of outbreaks now, but I haven't been able to find any reference to whether they've had any independent reviews or whether they've done any independent audits. Queensland produced its review of the Hotel Chancellor outbreak, and when they produced their review, they said that the ventilation audit was pending, and that hasn't been produced, and that was January of 2021. So there's a number of questions for ICAG to produce upgraded advice, but also AHPPC, the chief health officers, have to decide whether they want ventilation criteria for hotel quarantine at a national level, and they've been silent on this as well. So National Cabinet can just answer some pretty simple questions and start getting some work done so we don't have to just continue having this as an academic and media conversation.
Taryn Weiramuntree, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Dr. Taryn Weiramuntree is the President of the Public Health Association of Australia.